Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I am excited to bring to you today's Daily Phil audio devotion. It's entitled Magnify. I can remember getting a magnifying glass as a kid, going out in the warm Southern California sun and burning up a group of ants as they marched along the sidewalk. I was awestruck by the way the magnifying glass worked, taking light rays in, refracting them so that they all converged as they exited, and in so doing, making objects on the other end look bigger than they actually were. You know, the longer I live, the more I'm convinced that every human heart comes with a magnifying glass attached to it. Here's what I mean. We were made to magnify. We were designed to gaze upon things and enlarge them to the point where they consume and direct our lives. Now, this is part of God's good design for us because we were made to magnify Him. Just like Adam and Eve in the garden, we are wired for worship. We are created to magnify God and in so doing, eat from the tree of life. However, in our sin, we turn the magnifying glass on other things. The scriptures refer to this as idolatry. John Calvin famously stated, "The human heart is a factory of idols." Every heart has a magnifying glass. For many of us, we magnify ourselves and enlarge our own lives. This shows itself in pride, arrogance, the pursuit of pleasure, or obsession with monetary gain. However, in Acts 19, we see the church magnifying someone else. After a demon spirit beat up a group of people, which, by the way, you should probably go read Acts chapter 19, 11 through 16 to get the full story there. Listen to the way that people responded in Acts 19, 17. It says, "This became known to all, both Jews and Greeks who lived in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was being magnified." Their first response was fear, but their second reaction was to magnify Jesus. I love the picture of people being in fear and pointing their magnifying glass towards the Son of God. To magnify Jesus means to lift Him up, to enlarge Him. Not to literally make Him bigger, that would be impossible, but to make Him larger in our sight. See, in order to do that, the Ephesians had to get their eyes off of other things. They had to confess their sin and divulge their evil practices. That's the other side of magnifying something. You have to minimize other things. And that's why magnifying Jesus is challenging for many of us. Today, Jesus is inviting us to magnify Him and to bow in worship. He's calling us to have a unified affection for Him that's not split between Him and other gods. He's challenging us to take our fears and to bring them to His throne, confessing our wrong and receiving His forgiveness. You know, one of my favorite passages in the scripture that really points us to Jesus in a way that allows our soul to magnify Him is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. Let me read it over you today, and would you just pick out a few lines and pray them back to God? The scriptures say this: "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together." Let's pray. Jesus, thank You for being the God that holds all things together, that created all things by the very breath of Your word. And Lord, today we come and we magnify You. We lift You high in our hearts. Lord, may You be large in our vision. Would You lead us and guide us today? God, we just want to tell You there are no other gods on the throne of our heart. You reign there only, and you reign there supreme. And we love you. We love you. We lift this all up in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.